NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Tuesday, 21 April 2026. Royal audience for Sudanese official and sporting success in Sanya. Today's briefing highlights the reception of the Sudanese Transitional Sovereignty Council chairman by His Majesty Sultan Haitham. Meanwhile, Oman's beach handball team marks a victory at the Asian Beach Games, while local authorities focus on ESG initiatives and public order. Here are the top headlines. President Trump alleges multiple Iranian ceasefire violations in recent days. These accusations raise concerns regarding regional stability. As a key diplomatic mediator, Oman consistently promotes de-escalation between regional powers to maintain the security of the Strait of Hormuz. Al-Ghailani and Al-Muzairi to lead Omani flag delegation. Representing Oman at the Asian Beach Games reflects the nation's ongoing commitment to fostering sporting talent. It highlights Oman's participation in regional athletic events and its focus on international representation. His Majesty Sultan Haitham welcomes Sudanese Chairman Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. This private visit underscores the strong diplomatic ties between Oman and Sudan. Such high-level engagements are essential for maintaining regional cooperation and bilateral relations within the Arab world. Also in today's briefing, authorities arrest group of foreign women for public moral violations. Sohar International sponsors 2026 ESG Forum on Sustainable Finance. 13 killed in massive fireworks facility fire in Kerala, India. Citizens emphasize self-development to navigate modern financial and living requirements. Ministry of Health marks World Creativity and Innovation Day events. Ministry of Education honors students for Environmental Globe Program success. Handball Association schedules training for new indoor and beach referees. National Beach Handball Team defeats Mongolia at Asian Beach Games. Association Committee announces May courses for new handball officiating recruits. Article explores local implications of the Strait of Hormuz geopolitical tensions. Analysis assesses transition from fossil fuels to renewables in Oman. Exhibition displays artifacts from Mexican writer Elena Poniatowska. 11th School Theater Festival commences in Muscat with student performances. Reflection on the development of Al Hamra as a destination. Columnist highlights the pressure on public and private sector media. Design Studio celebrates 55 years of creative industry innovation. Tech company growth program begins in Muscat to drive innovation. This has been NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Follow us at naba.om and subscribe on WhatsApp for daily updates. Thank you for listening.